From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. People in earthquake-hit Nepal are in desperate need of water and other basics Tuesday as rescue workers and humanitarian groups continue trying to reach the country and those buried under the rubble. VOA correspondent Steve Herman is in Kathmandu. He's traveling to the capital cities was not a problem Tuesday, but accessing outlying areas remained a challenge.
The big concern are for villages closer to the epicenter. And there's no aid to get to these places by road. The only way to get there is by helicopter, and we're getting reports of villages that, you know, this village had 500 people, another village had 1,000 people, and just numerous villages like that that have been flattened.
Officials said Tuesday the death toll had climbed to more than 4,300 people, with about 8,000 others injured. National Guard troops have been deployed across Baltimore, Maryland, as authorities attempt to restore order and clean up a day after riots broke out following the funeral of Freddie Gray, a 25-year-old black man who died from injuries sustained while in police custody. Mayor Stephanie Rawlings Blake.
We're working around the clock to bring order. That's why, you know, I spent a big portion of the day working to assemble additional resources so we could bring calm to the city. We worked on making sure that we got the executive order right to be able to give people enough time to know that we were putting the curfew in place. We worked with the school system to make sure that there was a daytime curfew in place since the schools were going to be closed.
Meanwhile, Maryland's governor has declared a state of emergency in Baltimore, and public schools in the city are closed. VOA News. President Barack Obama welcomes Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe to the White House Tuesday for an official state visit expected to focus on expanding bilateral defense and economic ties. Ahead of the visit, Mr. Abe and other top Japanese officials met their counterparts in New York Monday and agreed to tighten their defense alliance. It's a move widely seen as a response to China's growing power. Meanwhile, the new defense pact between the United States and Japan has provoked wary reactions from neighbors South Korea and China Tuesday. Brian Padden reports from Seoul.
South Korea's defense ministry spokesman Kim Min-sok was noncommittal when asked about the revised U.S.-Japan defense guidelines. He said Seoul's participation in this agreement still needs to be worked out. He says they are planning to discuss the cases according to the situations. When or if a war breaks out, he says, guidelines will be confirmed by the head of the nation, the president. The guidelines allow for Japan to exercise collective self-defense to aid other countries in the region that come under attack. And they endorse a Japanese cabinet resolution last year expanding the military's role by reinterpreting the country's post-World War II pacifist constitution. Brian Padden, VOA News, Seoul.
Hundreds of people march in the outskirts of Burundi's capital in a third day of protest against President Pierre Nkurunziza's decision to run for a third term. Protesters gathered early Tuesday carrying banners and chanting they will never accept a third term for Mr. Nkurunziza. Sudan's President Omar al-Bashir has won another term in office with 94% of the vote in an election that was boycotted by the opposition. Mr. Bashir has been in power since the military coup in 1989. The European Union, United States, Britain, and Norway have all criticized the election, saying the lack of a promised national dialogue has left Sudan without an inclusive political process. A South Korean appeals court has handed a sentence of life in prison to the captain of the Sewol ferry that sank last year, overturning a lighter punishment by a lower court. The High Court in the southern city of Gwangju Tuesday convicted Lee Jun-sol of the murder of 304 passengers who died when the ferry sank last April off the country's southwest coast. In November, a lower court sentenced Lee to 36 years in jail after finding him guilty of gross negligence and dereliction of duty for abandoning the passengers, who are mostly high school students, on a school outing. Lee's action seriously hurt our image and is not forgivable for any reason, according to a court statement published by the South Korean news agency. I'm Frances Alonso.
That's the latest world news from VOA.